The role of myelin in brain function. All skills rely on the same cellular process, the creation of myelin around nerve pathways. Despite the collaboration of top scientists worldwide, the human brain remains a complex subject. Yet everything we think, feel, and do stems from brain activity. Whether we're shooting a basketball, pondering Play-Doh, or simply feeling happy, it all comes down to electrical signals traveling through interconnected nerve fibers called circuits. Each circuit in the brain corresponds to a specific action, thought, or feeling. For example, our ability to move our muscles depends on electrical signals sent through these circuits. It's like how a puppet moves according to how its strings are pulled by the puppeteer. Without the right signals to our muscles from the brain circuits, they would be useless. Myelin and skill development. Myelin, a substance surrounding neural circuits, was once thought to only insulate nerve fibers. However, it does more than just that. It also plays a vital role in skill development. Myelin acts like insulation around circuits, making electrical signals travel faster and more accurately, similar to how wider roads allow faster driving. Thicker myelin layers enable quicker transmission of impulses, enhancing control over movements and thoughts. The thickness of myelin around these circuits significantly impacts your ability to perform skills effectively. Therefore, it plays a crucial role in skill development, influencing how well and quickly you can perform various tasks. Stumble promotes talent due to its influence on myelin development. Most people know the saying, practice makes perfect, but have you ever wondered why doing something repeatedly leads to improvement? The answer lies in the brain. Every time you practice something, nerves are activated in your brain's circuit. Even the simplest actions require thousands of nerves to fire in perfect harmony. When these nerves fire, the myelin sheaths around them grow. Myelin, like a muscle that needs regular exercise to grow, thickens around nerve circuits only when those nerves are regularly fired. Thicker myelin means faster and more precise impulses. However, mere repetition of a task isn't enough to trigger nerve firing. So, what type of practice stimulates myelin growth? The importance of learning from mistakes. Improving a skill involves making mistakes and learning from them. Take playing a musical instrument, for example. If you only play songs you already know perfectly, your brain doesn't grow stronger because you're using well-established pathways. But if you challenge yourself with unfamiliar songs, you'll make mistakes at first. By focusing on the parts you find difficult and practicing them until you get them right, you stimulate your brain to build stronger connections. This process, known as deep practice, thickens the brain's myelin around these new circuits. It's crucial to push yourself beyond your current abilities, even if you hit a few wrong notes along the way. This kind of focused repetition is what helps you improve your skills effectively. Talent and environment. Exploring the origin of great artists. Skill isn't just about genes or upbringing. When we look at the work of a master like Michelangelo, we tend to credit both his natural talent, being born a genius, and the environment that nurtured his artistic abilities. Normally, we think our skills come from both nature and nurture. But with new insights into how practice strengthens brain connections, we might question this idea. One reason is the clustering of great talent in specific times and places. For instance, Renaissance Florence saw an explosion of artistic brilliance in the 15th century. This raises questions for the nature versus nurture debate. If we believe genes determine talent, it's hard to explain why so many talented people gathered in one place in just two generations. On the other hand, if the environment is crucial, Florence in the 15th century didn't have the usual factors linked to great art, like prolonged peace and prosperity. So, how do we explain such a concentration of talent if neither genes nor environment alone can account for it? Skill development through deep practice. Our understanding of myelin and its role in skill development points to one thing: deep practice. During the Renaissance in Florence, young boys entered apprenticeships with craft guilds. Under the guidance of a master, they spent years mastering their chosen craft. For example, Michelangelo started his apprenticeship at just 6 years old, learning stone cutting, sketching, and fresco preparation over the years. This shows that his later masterpieces were not simply due to natural talent, but the result of extensive practice that thickened the myelin layers in his brain over decades. This reveals that we have significant control over which skills we excel in. Through focused and consistent practice, we can strengthen our abilities and achieve mastery in various fields. The formula behind success: growing talent. When exploring talent hotspots around the world, the author found that talent development hinges on three main factors: focused practice, motivation, and expert coaching. During visits to these hotspots, it became clear that developing talent involves three crucial components: dedicated practice, motivation, and skilled coaching. The first component, focused practice, refers to intense training that effectively enhances skill development. An example from Brazil illustrates this concept well. Young soccer players there play a game called futsal throughout their childhood. Futsal is similar to soccer, but with a smaller, heavier ball and a smaller playing field. This forces players to be more precise in their movements, practicing them repeatedly from a young age. As a result, when these players transition to regular soccer with a full-sized ball and field, they can perform exceptionally well, demonstrating the skill they are famous for. The second part involves ignition, which is an event that sparks deep practice. For instance, when Andrew Jones, a 19-year-old from Curaçao, hit two home runs in his first two at-bats in the 1996 World Series, it inspired many young children in Curaçao to pursue baseball. His achievement made him the youngest person ever to hit a homer in the World Series, a fact celebrated widely among the people of Curaçao. This event motivated kids to believe in their own potential and strive for success in baseball, contributing significantly to the success of their Little League baseball team. The third part is about having a skilled coach who can foster both deep practice and motivation in each player. One example is Tom Martinez, a retired football coach renowned for his ability to bring out the best in quarterbacks. Martinez was so good at identifying and nurturing talent that a club sought his help in selecting new players. His expertise in evaluating players' potential and needs was highly valued, making him a sought-after advisor in the world of football recruitment. Benefits of chunking up for deep practice. When we observe skilled individuals like musicians, athletes, or chess players, their smooth and effortless performances often leave us amazed. However, what lies behind this apparent ease is a lot of focused practice, known as deep practice. Here are three key aspects of deep practice. 1. To effectively practice a specific task, it's essential to break it down into smaller parts. This process, known as chunking up, involves analyzing the task as a whole and then dividing it into tiny units. By mastering these smaller units through careful repetition and examination, you develop a profound understanding of each crucial aspect of your skill. This approach usually requires slowing down the pace of your practice. Performing movements slowly allows for greater precision and helps in identifying and correcting mistakes. For instance, at a music school in New York, sheet music was rearranged so that pieces were practiced in a non-linear order. This unconventional method ensured that musicians thoroughly understood each component of the music before playing it in its intended sequence. 2. Deep practice requires time because mastering a skill involves lots of repetition. By repeating a task, the brain's myelin layer around the relevant circuit thickens, making actions more precise and quicker. 3. Engaging in deep practice means challenging yourself, simply repeating what you already know doesn't help. Instead, you should practice just beyond your current abilities. A study showed that babies learn to walk faster when they fail and try again frequently. The more they do this, the sooner they start walking properly. Even though failing at difficult tasks can be uncomfortable, it's the only way to improve. External motivation and skill development. To develop a skill over time, we often need an outside push, something to ignite our motivation. Many people assume that natural talent alone drives skill development, but often it's an external factor that first sparks our interest in a skill. One such motivator is an external cue, which triggers our desire to become skilled at something and convinces us that improvement is possible with effort. Take, for example, the South Korean golfer Se-ri Pak. In 1998, she won a major tournament, becoming the first successful golfer from her country. This achievement ignited a wave of interest and success among South Korean golfers, showing how an external event can inspire and motivate others to pursue excellence in a challenging skill like golf. Long-term motivation in achieving success. The success of one golfer from South Korea inspired many others, showing that they too could achieve similar feats. However, inspiration alone isn't enough. Sustained motivation is crucial for skill improvement. This is because practicing consistently over time helps develop myelin in the brain, which is necessary for mastering skills. In the U.S., a highly successful charter school uses the goal of getting every student into college as a source of inspiration. To keep students motivated, the school frequently emphasizes the word college and organizes trips to different colleges. This approach has shown clear results. In 2007, the school ranked among the top 3% of California's public schools based on academic performance. Studies suggest that mastering a skill requires around 10,000 hours of practice. To maintain the commitment needed for such intensive practice, long-term motivation is essential. Coaches' influence on talent development. Some coaches focus on igniting their students' motivation, while others emphasize deep practice. Almost no one becomes talented without guidance from teachers, coaches, or parents. Star coaches like John Wooden concentrate on deep practice. Wooden, known for coaching college basketball, didn't give many motivational speeches or criticize his players. Instead, he provided specific advice on how to improve their skills. This method helped players continuously refine their actions and stay deeply engaged in practice. It worked well for players who were already highly skilled and driven. On the other hand, some coaches aim to ignite their students' passion for learning. These coaches might not be top performers themselves, but excel at inspiring others. Early coaching and motivation. A study found that many talented individuals, particularly pianists, tennis players, and swimmers, had average coaches during their early years. This might seem surprising, but it actually makes sense. For example, when children are learning to play the piano, what matters most is staying motivated to practice diligently. While a coach who emphasizes intense practice can be effective for skilled and motivated players, beginners benefit more from a friendly teacher who boosts their self-esteem, rewards their efforts with treats, and encourages them to learn their favorite songs. This approach is more likely to spark motivation during their early learning phase. However, both coaching styles have their value, depending on the learner's stage of development. Once talent starts to emerge and motivation is ignited, the focus should shift towards fostering deep, focused practice. Effective coaching, tailoring guidance to individual needs. Coaches play a crucial role in helping students excel by understanding their unique requirements. Unlike the loud and intense coaches often portrayed in media, real master coaches adapt their approach based on each student's specific situation. A skilled coach integrates their expertise with the student's needs to facilitate effective learning. This was evident when a music teacher interacted with two students in contrasting ways. One student, proficient but lacking intensity, benefited from direct and assertive guidance. In contrast, the other student, shy and insecure, responded better to a gentle and supportive approach from the teacher. Understanding and addressing individual differences is key for coaches aiming to guide students towards deeper learning experiences. Clear instructions for effective learning. To help students achieve deep practice effectively, coaches need to customize their approach and provide clear, precise instructions. Research shows that most coaches avoid yelling and instead focus on giving straightforward guidance, like adjust your movement or try this instead. Clear instructions are crucial for deep practice because they help activate students' nerves, which thickens the myelin layer. This process strengthens the brain circuits involved in skill execution. Without such clear guidance, a coach's technical knowledge can't translate into tangible results. Just as clear instructions from a fitness trainer are essential for building stronger muscles, coaches in any field must give precise directions for their expertise to enhance myelin growth. Key points. 1. Myelin, wrapping nerve circuits, accelerates skill by boosting nerve signal speed. 2. Deep practice builds myelin, enhancing precision and speed in tasks. 3. Skill development combines genetics, environment, and deep practice. 4. External events can ignite motivation crucial for skill improvement. 5. Long-term commitment and focused coaching foster talent growth. 6. Coaches adapt approaches to individual needs to maximize learning. 7. Clear instructions from coaches are vital for effective skill development.